Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and not going to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. All right. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble and they will fall.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me right at this moment. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
We were going to fall fast. We had an explosion and we are defending and we agree. Let's try our best.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and used to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war.
Okay, everybody, how you doing? It's Joseph Gibson, Blog Talk Radio, broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina. How's everybody doing tonight? 6:04 p.m. on the East Coast.
Hope everybody's doing fine. They're healthy and well. But we're going to have a little shorter show tonight. I usually schedule a show for about 90 minutes. Tonight it's going to be scheduled for 60 minutes. I did get a suggestion for a show idea or show topic from one of my supporters, but you see, he suggested a show topic, and he's not on the line. So that's why I, you know, usually wait. But I see my buddy Tone is here, and we'll get to him. Maybe he has some things to say. But the show idea that he mentioned was he wanted to know why when people go to prison, they all of a sudden find God. Why do they search for God or find Jesus when they all of a sudden are locked up and in trouble? I mean, why is that? He asked that question this morning to me. Why? That's just one of the things we could talk about. We could talk about anything anyone wants to talk about. All you have to do is press the number one, call my phone number here, 657-383-0616. Press the number one, and I promise you, you will be on the line tonight with me. I don't screen calls. I don't put you in a private little chat room and say, what do you want to talk about? No. We are 100% live, so if you're going to call in and tell me to go F off or tell me to go screw off, you might get on for about 30 seconds before I hang up on you. Because we're 100% live. So that sometimes does happen. So anyway, let's see here. Let's go with Tone first, and then maybe I'll call Dr. Peter Ventura here and ask him that question. Go ahead, Tone. How you doing tonight, Tone? Welcome to the program.
Good. How about you, brother?
I'm doing all right. What's on your mind? You got anything special you want to talk about dive into?
You know, I had some great show ideas for you. I had a couple games that I actually made up, and I was going to send them to you. If you can have one night when you have some more viewers, maybe you and I could talk about it a little bit more. But it's called Who in American History Said, and it would be a quote, and see if anybody can get any answers.
Well, there you go. That's a good show idea. A little trivia. See how dumbed down these snowflakes are out there. You know what I mean?
There you go.
I think that's a real good idea. Very, very, very good. So anyway, what do you think about what I first said there? Why would people go to jail? They always let's see, another caller here. 443, I'll get to you as soon as in about a minute or two, okay? I don't see my private caller, Mike. He's the one that suggested this idea. But what do you think about these people? They go to jail and all of a sudden, I found God. You know, what do you think about that? I mean, are they phony just because they're in jail and they're trying to get up for early parole or they're trying to get in, you know, with a few other Bible thumpers that they call them that in jail? You know, why do you think all of a sudden people find God when they go to jail?
Well, they have nothing in jail. That's the only thing that they could actually have a choice on.
Okay. So you don't think it's a cop-out or an excuse?
Absolutely not. I think that I see what you're saying, Joseph. And actually, I see a lot of people would think it would be a cop out that somebody would be religious for because they're in prison. But so what if even if it is a cop out, they're still religious. They're finding something that's bigger than them, and
they're learning something positive.
I think it helps them out. Yeah, exactly. What's wrong with even if somebody's faking being religious, at least they're trying.
Well, that's true. I mean, a lot of people say, well, that's hypocritical. Then they're going to get back out and start smoking crack again. You know, well, that's,
isn't
you know,
judging
that's
other
just
people
like,
hypocritical?
There you go. I agree with you 100% there. You know, and no one should judge whether or not a man is saved or unsaved. I think we went through that with the Black Jesus there for a while, you know. So, but you missed an interesting show before I get to the next caller here with Dr. Ventura and Malachon there. Those two went at it a couple shows ago. Was it last show or the show before? They went at it. And I must say, Dr. Ventura did do a pretty good job defending the Bible. I got to give him a little credit. You know, but let me get to this other caller and see what's on their mind.
Sure.
See what's on their mind. Hopefully you stick around. I'm going to call Dr. Peter Ventura, actually, and get his view. Maybe he has some time here. Give me a few minutes. But 443, hello, what can I do for you?
Hey, Joseph Gibbs, this is Brother Mercy, man. I'm so glad to hear from you, man. I'm calling your show to support you, man, like you support me.
Well, that's good. Hey, that's great. Hey, I actually have missed you, and I've been wondering where you've been. You heard about that fiasco with that Tuesday night show on the Black Jesus Radio Network, and you know I'm no longer associated right now with them.
What's your
well, you know there haven't been any shows for a while, and did you listen to that show?
I did.
Did you listen
I
to
did,
that show?
Man. I didn't hear that show. I didn't hear that show.
You didn't.
I didn't hear that one.
It was quite a fiasco. And Tone, I'm sure, can tell you about it, but I don't want to keep beating the same dead horse. That show was a – you need to go back and listen to it. It was a couple Tuesdays ago. It was just off the hook, off the hook. But are you doing a show? Are you doing a show this Thursday?
I am doing one this Thursday. I haven't done one in a few weeks. But I will do one this Thursday. I'm going to be talking about the prophet Jeremiah. You know, people talk about he was a weeping prophet, but
okay.
I'm going to go through Jeremiah.
Okay.
And I'm going to talk about that.
I'll call in. I'll make sure.
Yeah,
I'll make sure I call in. I'll make sure.
Yeah,
I will support
you.
I will support you. Oh, yeah.
You're my buddy,
I'll be there for you. I will be there. Don't worry. I will be there. But I've got Melicon on the line, too. So let's get him on. Maybe him and Tone can go at it. I don't know. But I got to call Dr. Ventura tonight. So I'll leave everybody on the line like I always do. And they're willing to come and go as they please. But Melicon, go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, look, let me answer your question, though. I didn't get a chance to answer your question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Melicon, just stay right there. Go ahead, Brother Mercy. Go ahead.
Your question about, I think it's I'll answer it several ways. One way, I think people hear about God before they go to jail. They hear about God, they hear about church, and they hear about, you know, different things. But then when they go to jail, they begin to think about what they heard and how they missed out all those opportunities. And I think they try to take advantage of it. When they get in jail, hopefully, you know, they will get out. It's almost like the old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. But, however,
yeah.
When the horse gets thirsty, he'll drink.
There you go. That's true.
That's just what it is. If the horse ain't thirsty, he's not going to drink it. I mean, I hate to say it. That's just how it works. You know, he's
going to
drink when he's thirsty. That's my answer to that.
Okay. That's an interesting opinion on that. I actually agree
what
with
was
that.
The question?
And I agree with Tone. Well, the question was what I asked you. Are people phonies when they go to prison? You know, is it a good thing that people find God
that.
When they go
I
to
thought
jail?
This gentleman was getting something.
No. He's following what I had to say. But Melicon, you're on the line. What's on your mind tonight?
Much love, much respect to my revolutionary brother, Joe Gibson, and everyone who is listening in your network, the times in
How
which
doing,
we live.
Dude?
I call it the sign of the times, and we're on course for something spectacular. But before I do, the guy who's hosting the program on Thursday, what is the numbers and the time? Because I want to make a brief comment relative to that I'll expand on your program, if I'm allowed to. But I do want to get the call number for your Thursday program and the time, sir.
619-924-9807 on Thursday at 8 p.m. on the Brother Mercy Show. We're going to talk about Jeremiah the prophet.
And that's a great thing, and this is a segue. My hands call for love in 2017 in the people's bloodless revolution. There was a man that I've been following in with for over 20 years. His name is the great prophet Jeremiah Wright. And Jeremiah Wright baptized Sasha and Malia and also married Barack and Michelle. Yet, the precondition for him to sit in the white people's house, what did he have to do that no other president from George Washington to George Bush had to do? He had to forsake his spiritual advisor. When Jeremiah Wright, the great prophet, said, "Goddamn America," all hell broke loose in the media. If y'all replay the tape, and That book, the Bible, we're not just going to throw it away. The Torah, Quran, if you Hebrews right, more Muslim or Christian, we're going to keep the books together so we can put the whole story together. You know, we're like a jigsaw puzzle. So on Thursday, you will talk about Jeremiah Wright and the Bible. I will talk about the people of America who's in a revolution and what and it meant of a great war veteran, the prophet Jeremiah Wright, who baptized, like I said, Sasha Malia, and also married Barack and Michelle. And we're not going to get into any racism, bias, and prejudice on whether you like them or not, or whether you like Donald Trump or not. That's not the issue. The issue is the people. So I really appreciate that you on today, and look at how our ancestors are lining up everything, and look at how the stars and the moons and the celestial bodies on Earth and the people's revolution is lining this thing up. But fast forward, like I said, my hands call for love. And when I put something on the table.
How this revolution that you're talking about, the people's revolution, I think we did a show once where you tried to explain this a little bit in detail. And maybe Tone, I don't know, Tone's a little more knowledgeable on this than I am, or maybe Brother Mercy. But can you explain a little bit about this, dissect it a little bit more so people can understand when you say people's revolution?
Please.
Real quick, if you don't mind.
Okay. Revolution means go in reverse. It's all reverent, reverent. It's the root word rev as it relates to the spirit of the people. One's anointed with power to crush wickedness. Now, when you go through a revolution, don't get the misconception that you got to have a shootout with the social system or the police or any gang member. That's revolutionary suicide, believe me. So what we're talking about is something totally different than anything you've probably been orientated. So we'll get into that more as we go forward, because what we have right now is more important, because I want to say that every one of us, black or white, don't believe your lying eyes. We all are slaves to a rotten, filthy social system, genocide and atrocities in all of our names. On all of our watch. It's called war. And that's not with the Creator. That's the first thing, right? And I say again, my hands call for love. And that's the Creator spirit. Now, I want to take all of us as a
I believe we're enslaved by the economic system, the Federal Reserve System, the Federal Reserve Bank. I believe with their phony money, because we all, you know, what does man care about most? What he barters with. And, you know, if you go back to the gold standard, you go back to the goldsmith days, gold, you know, that's honest money. You know, it's weight and measures. And I'll revert to the Bible on that.
Too.
All right,
okay,
but I'll revert to the Bible on that. The Bible talks about weights and measures, gold and silver being honest currency. But, you know, I'm just reflecting back on that. But what I'm trying to say is we're slaves to the Federal Reserve System. And you've heard me preach about that before. But go ahead, Melicon. Go ahead and then Tone.
Okay. Okay, now, when we look at what you're saying, based on what I'm saying, we got to throw in the equation of the masses of people on the planet Earth when you're talking about the Creator. Now, you can't just talk about it in what white America or black America want to say, because they're all monopolized under greed and deficits and test the line. Now, I want to take this, and I dare all of y'all to do this test, because I can prove what I'm saying. If you take a little baby, a black one, a Mexican, and a white one, that's hungry as hell, and put one bottle in a gymnasium, no matter what baby get to that bottle, the other two, they will wait their turn, and the one who gets to the bottle first, they will share the sustenance of that bottle. Why? Because they was not influenced by their parents. Why? Because they were not, due to the experiment, I done done it, and I done took daycare centers and showed them what I'm talking about. The parents, the institutions, the churches, mosques, and synagogues, that's where, you know, not the prisons, that's where you go and you messed up once you go to the church, mosque, and synagogue. Why? Because you done came out of your natural law of yourself, which you are naturally here to help and serve and protect the people without racism, bias, and prejudice. I'm telling you, you put a grown-up in a room with a steak, a black, a white, and a Mexican, two of them going to die. But you put a baby in a bottle in the gymnasium, they all three going to share all that milk until it's gone. And when it's gone, they're going to go together to try to look for some more sustenance. Together, right?
Can I say
that's
something?
The genesis of this. No,
all right,
it's my time.
Let's get in here.
Go to,
all right.
Okay, hold on,
right,
hold on, hold on.
Take another minute.
Okay, now here's where
nobody's getting cut off. You know, nobody's getting cut off.
Okay.
You're still here. Let's let Tone jump in real quick. Go ahead, Tone.
Melikon, listen, dude, you're a cool guy. I know I gave you some stuff before, but I'm just trying to show respect. So I'm going to talk to you just regular. I'm not going to sit here and criticize you or anything like that, but I'm going to say two things. First off, I believe your scenario with a child, and let me explain why. The first thing that you have to teach a child is how to share. There's a reason why parents have to go share or how to share. So that I just don't get. And on top of it, there is giving people in this world. Human beings and adults do give out a lot. And there's a reason why we pay into Social Security, why we pay taxes, and that's to help out the greater kind. So I think that an adult would be a little bit more about sharing than a child. And second off, when you started off the conversation, you said revelation and revolution, and you said both of them meant to go backwards, which is absolutely not true. Revelation is a revelation that was given to John, and it means to reveal, revelation, I don't know how to explain it. It's to reveal. I don't know why I'm going into revelation. It's to reveal. Where revolution means to take action in order to gain an idea. That's what revolution is. So those, to revert back, brother, I don't understand that part. And besides that, dude, I mean, you have some great points, man. And I see where you're going with some of your stuff. And you're a peaceful man, so I'll show you respect.
You know, sometimes.
Go ahead, Melikon.
You know, sometimes that was a very humble reply. And because you know that I'm not like Fast Jesus the Sinister, nor do I represent a white Jesus or a white Pope. I represent the matriarch. And that means that you never heard what I have to say. So I'm going to use four words. And then old people or young people, you put these in your itinerary. P-R-A-Y-I-N-G, praying. Some people pray six times a day. I don't know who, but I know it's through the evil and the war that we faced in 2017. Then there's the word praying, P-R-E-Y-I-N-G. Isn't it ironic that after everyone pledged allegiance to their God country, when they get off their knees, they're ready to do some damage? Praying and praying, they sound alike, but one is false and one is real. We are being preyed upon by a system and our own implosions and explosions that's caught up in religion. One, now, the other two words is cursing. I never cursing, you know, somebody would say, well, you're cursing at me. No. The word is cussing. There's a difference between cussing and cursing. Cursing comes from the unforgivable sin. And I'm telling you, the good old days of history, the only good thing about the good old days is they're dead and gone. It's now to the future. I'm here to overturn the curse. and I will cuss your ass out if you're wrong, right? So we all will say some words that we don't like, but we will not overturn the cursing, nor will we stop the P-R-E-Y-I-N-G. That's why the mighty Pan-African Intelligence Network of the Red, Black, Green, that's not Pan-Africanism, it's African internationalism. And every white, brown, red, yellow person of opulence, if they want some sustenance, they want some affluence, if they want to be able to travel the world, they have to have their DNA and their actions and deeds in the continent of Africa and South America. Why? Because that is where all the sustenance is in 2017. Cecil the Lion, Harambe the Gorilla, and Great Adventure, all the zoos across this country. Why do you think the lions and tigers and the zebras are fighting the fuck back? They don't want no more Tarzans in their land. Why do you think this guy, his name was Steve Owen, who said, oh, look at this clock. Isn't she a beauty? A stingray stung that motherfucker in his heart. And you know why? Because Steve Owen had no business down there trying to conquer no fucking animals. Just like nobody has a right to conquer
all
any
right,
human
all
being
all
on
right.
the planet Earth.
Melikon, listen. I know Tone says he doesn't know too much about, well, you know, where your background is and what you're talking about. Dr. Peter Ventura did, though, was it the last show you two went at it, I believe?
Yes,
and
we had a beautiful conversation. We had a beautiful connection.
You did. But yeah, he disagreed probably about with 95% of what you had to say. Now, I don't know where Brother Mercy stands on this. Before we get any further here, I just want Mike to know, I think Mike's on the program now. We did start off the program, Mike, with a topic that you brought up to me this morning, whether or not when people go to jail, why they seek Jesus Christ or find God. And a couple of people gave their answers already. So I don't know if you want to further that or you want to bring a little more onto that. You can. You know how to press one. You've done it before. But continuation between Tone and Malachon, Brother Mercy, do you have an opinion on this or do you want to stay silent?
I have something to say. I wanted to say what we're arguing and what I find what scholars do, they argue over words, which they should never do. The meaning of the words is more important than the words themselves. A revelation has to occur before there's a revolution. The revelation is the prerequisite. Revolution means to turn around, but you can't turn around unless you have something revealed to you. So the action part is the revolution, but the mindset is the revelation. So to me, they work together, and it's like one has to occur before the other. But the revolution is more seen. You know, people see that in your action. But however, you can't make that action unless something has been revealed to you. And this country has been through several revolutions. We've had revolutionary wars. We had the Civil War. We had... But something was revealed. The people saw that the government authorities was not treating them right, so they did a revolution. But there was a revelation prior to that. What was the revolation? The government authorities was not treating us right. See, once you're able to see that, then you're able to do a revolution. But you got to have revelation first. We got to know the government authorities are not treating us right.
Okay, but hang on, Tone. Let Tone jump in there now. Go ahead, Tone.
I think you're only applying that in two different ways. I don't know if you're saying that every revelation is inspired by a deity, and if so, how did you come up with that? And second off, how did you come up with, because I can understand what you mean by revealing something to somebody, but also, I don't know, you're confusing the two words, and honestly, the way they mesh together, the way you explained it right now, only apply to American history. Otherwise, every revolution would be a deity revealing something to somebody, and then revelation, it doesn't make any sense. It only applies to American history.
Well, I would have to disagree with that, because a revelation is a book of the Bible, and in the Bible you have revolutions. So, I mean, you have wars, you have revolutionary wars throughout the whole Bible. So, I mean, you got revelation, you got a title of a book named Revelation. And American history, all I'm simply saying is that the first part of it, the people have to recognize that the government is mistreating them. A lot of people don't know that we have a crooked government. Some people may not know that. You know, that's my opinion. I feel people don't know that the government is mistreating certain individuals and a lot of us, and they can't see it. But if you can't, a lot of people can't see it.
The most important thing that pisses me off, Brother Mercy, the most important thing that pisses me off is when they say, with people on food stamps. Those are my tax dollars. Those are my tax dollars. My tax dollars paid for those roads. They're taken away from the police. No, your tax dollars don't pay for anything. They have a machine that prints the fake paper money. Okay? There's all this money is digits. The deficit is fake. It's phony. You can't pay off $21 trillion if you tax the entire world 100%. 25 million times over, you couldn't pay it off. It's impossible. You would not even probably pay off the interest. It's impossible. You cannot pay. America cannot pay it off. So why do they keep talking about it? Why are they? Because, like he said, people don't recognize that the government is corrupt. They don't get it. They don't understand fractional reserve banking. They don't understand the money changers. Oh, money changers. The only time in the Bible where Jesus used force. The only time in the Bible where Jesus used force was when he walked into the temple, and who was in there? The money changers. And he whipped them out of there. He whipped them out of there. Okay? Whether you believe in Christ or not, I don't know, but I'm just saying that's why I believe he existed. I mean, the evidence is there. I mean, I never met him, but I, you know, personally, physically, but spiritually, I could say I have. But anyway, we're not getting into that spiritual debate here. I'm just saying, giving a historical account, counting of how evil the money changers are, the money masters of this planet. A good book, like we always say, Creature from Jekyll Island. Read it. Understand it. A good documentary, The Money Masters. It's excellent documentary.
So do you believe the rich
goes
are corrupt?
All through history. What's that?
Joseph, do you believe that the rich are corrupt then?
Well, what's the Bible say, Tom? The rich man can't get into heaven, can he? It's like a needle walk going through a camel's eye, does it say? The exact quote, Brother Murphy,
no,
somebody
the
up here.
Can I say something, Joseph?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let me say something. First of all, Ecclesiastes 19:10 says that money is the answer to everything. All you got to do is look at, follow the dollar. When you follow the dollar, look at the currencies, that'll tell the whole story. My point is this. We got blacks and white people fighting against each other. People behind the scenes that's making all the money and making all the decisions that's not even being talked about. That's my point. They're not being revealed. The real corrupt people who are doing all this stuff to us are not being revealed. And Joseph,
they're not the plant people, that's for sure. They're not the plant people.
Like the Federal Reserve, for example. And so what I'm saying to you, when you talk about rich and poor, I mean, those are just terms. The people, I'm talking about the people that decide whether or not you're rich and poor. You know, the people that add definition to your little status. So your little
would
status
be the rich.
Means nothing to people that's running the show. It means nothing. I mean, rich and poor means nothing. To me, wealth means more than everything. I mean, I'm talking about wealth. Where you don't have to, if you're going to work, you're not rich. Okay? If you have to work
well,
with somebody,
to answer
you're
question,
not rich.
Well, to answer Tom's question more clearly, clearly, you did make a good point. Are all rich people bad and evil? I'm just giving you what the Bible says. I can't judge their hearts or not, but I tell you right now, I've never met a rich man that was pure at heart. You know, are they corrupt?
Yeah, I never said they were wicked or evil. I said, are they corrupt?
Okay, you mean just corrupt? Well, that's a loaded question. I mean, can I
take
every single one? No, I would say no to. You know, is every single one? Would I say a majority? I would say yeah, a majority of them are corrupt. How else did they make their money? By crushing the little guy. You know, business is a dirty world. You know, I mean, Donald Trump, for instance, he's a multimillionaire. Was he corrupt in his business practices? Of course he was. We all know that now. You know, but it goes on and on. So does that give our government the right to be corrupt because our politicians are all rich once they get into office? I mean, why would you spend $20 million to get a job that only pays $175,000 a year, you know, when you're only going to be there for 2 years? That makes no sense, does it? No sense at all. I mean, can't you agree with that, Tone? Why would a senator pay $20 million to get that job? You know, I mean,
the senator doesn't pay that. The senator gets other people to pay for them.
Well, they do put their own money
and
up.
Why,
yes, they do. They do put
people,
their own money.
I'm with you. I think we're right on the same page on that one, though. But, yeah, it's ridiculous. Why does he have to campaign and suspend as much? But it's the society we live in.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. I don't know if we're going to have time to bring Dr. Ventura on.
And so my point is, if you have to pay, think about what you're saying now. You have to pay to get an office. Who are you really paying is the question. You know,
how else are you going to do it?
Well, yeah, you have to pay for advertising. You know, your car takes gas. You know, I could see that. You know, you got to pay your staff, you know, to go out and work for you. But what I'm trying to say is it worth $20 million? Would I spend $20 million of my own money to get a job that pays $175,000 a year? It's kind of like, what else would that person be getting when he gets that job as senator? Now he gets
that's
to get
a,
in with all the lobbyists.
That's a good question, Joseph.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
You know,
question.
I mean.
Well, we all know they get lobbyists. We all know that they get lobbyists.
The special interest groups,
Of course,
yeah,
that's why they're doing it.
You know, which is not right. It's like I think all pastors around the country, I don't know if everyone's going to agree with me. I know Dr. Ventura gets mad when I say this. I don't think pastors should be paid. I think they should volunteer their time in their church. You
of
know,
course.
I think the church.
I agree.
You know,
that's why the Catholic
you know,
church,
I don't
they
think
the
they should get a salary. Imagine Jesus Christ walking around saying, hang on, I got to go cash my paycheck. You know, come
Joseph,
on, man.
Can I share something with you for just 1 second?
Yeah, take your time.
It'll take 20 seconds, brother. I want you to go, like I said before, like I'm not trying to get anybody to turn Catholic by any means, okay, because I don't want that. I don't want anybody turning Catholic or Orthodox or any of those things, because whatever religion anybody has is great. I don't care who they are. If it works for you, it works for you. But let me tell you something. As for Christianity, go to a Catholic church. See if you can borrow a book from a Catholic priest. He doesn't even own a book. You know those men don't even own their clothes? They don't own anything. They live in poverty. Now, some of them are child molesters. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to deny that one in any bit. But
well,
what
I don't
I'm
think
saying
the Pope lives
the
in
intent.
Poverty. I don't think the Pope lives in poverty. I mean, $25 million dollar paintings hanging up on the Vatican walls.
That's fine.
But, go ahead,
but
go
let
ahead,
me
Tom.
Tell you something ahead, on that one. He doesn't own any of those paintings. He's not allowed to sell any of those paintings. Is he eating? Yes. Does he have rides everywhere? Yes. And does he get paid for his transportation? Yes. Does he get a paycheck? No. Does he go out and spend any kind of money in order to go out to like a club or go on airliners or do these other things just for vacations? No. He does it to meet with political leaders to show the representation of God's church on earth, which he's trying to do his best of. Now, has there been corrupt popes in the past? Absolutely. They sold indulgences, like I talked about 2 weeks ago. There was popes that had child molesting rings during the 16th century. Serious. Now, if there's bad popes in office, but that doesn't take away from the vast majority of the people that are trying to do good. That's all I had to say. I'm sorry, Brian.
Some people disagree with you on a Catholic church tone. As a matter of fact, if we got time, if nobody minds, I'd like to bring Dr. Ventura is dead set against Catholics, and I want to ask him, I'd like you to bring that up to him, Tone. I know you have fun with Dr. Ventura a lot of times. If no one minds, I'd like to do that. I mean, we're having a great discussion thus far. But I'm going to try to get a hold of
whatever. I don't really care.
Joe, I have a suggestion.
Go ahead, Malachi.
Just briefly, because I know that you and Tone, even the other guy who's doing a program on Thursday, y'all are Bible lovers. And I want you to hear
me. Okay, I agree.
Go back to your testimony for today. And everyone's orientation is not with the Creator, because they were discussing whatever you were discussing. I need y'all to go back and listen just to your last 10 minutes while I was silent. And y'all were talking about money, wealth, and the United States of America. What you did unknowingly is you omitted the 99% of the people of the planet Earth. And you did a little sidebar when I said five words. I said revolution, go in reverse, it's all reverent. Those were five words, and the root word is rev. I dare anyone to go to a dictionary and look up the word REV. Forget about a revolution.
This is
forget
English.
About your reverence. Just look at the word rev. And we're using
Let
English.
Finish, Tom.
I can speak in several languages. You're not there yet, but here's where you're missing. Now, I'm going to open up Pandora's box and break the Da Vinci Code, and I know that Tone don't like that. Opening up Pandora's box means the truth is inside that what's been hidden under history. The Da Vinci Code is when the people themselves come to a age of Aquarius and a new awakening to put new bottles of wine on the table. Now, I dare anyone who's sitting with the Creator to say that any kind of government, a person, a king, a queen, a president, a mayor, or governor has the right and authority when plants, flowers, bees, birds, and the trees, they're all in the books, forms of life from the Creator. I dare any human being to say that there's a good government on the planet authorizes the people from their birthrights to have the most, not the least access, but the most access to water, food, clothing, shelter, healthcare, protection, education, not indoctrination. Why is that so important?
Well, we all know there's no perfect government, Malachi. We all know there's no perfect government.
I know. That's why they all got to be destroyed and the people's government got to be established.
They will be destroyed.
Now,
they will be, according to the Book of Revelation. So go ahead, go ahead.
They will be destroyed. They will be destroyed by the people. Now, here's what I'm saying. We know that a rat, a roach, a mice, or a flower don't pay a penny or $100 bill for no sustenance. Yet we as humans, we actually, in our mind control, our mental illness, we honestly think that we qualify for sustenance based on who the tyrants and terrorists are, or who has control of the people. The Creator, as y'all say, controls the people. So we fear nothing but the Creator. Now, I'm asking you that one question. How can we sit here and say that we do not need to destroy what we have by establishing what should be? That's the only way to abolish what we have. I'm only saying that we as humans are supposed to be more intelligent than other life forces. But yet, we are the only ones who put a criteria for qualifications for the sustenance that keep people stable, whether they're in the projects, when they're in the ghettos, the burials, or they're poor people. There are 80% of workers and poor peasants, 17% of middle class, 2% of ruling class, and the ruling class has everyone under its monopoly because they control what that which they stole. They got to return it right now. So I know y'all saying, look, I got a bunch of...
All right, well, I got a new caller on the line. I got a new caller on the line here. I don't know if he wants to get involved or not. Steven, I don't know if you want to chip in here. I think you asked me a question a couple episodes ago, and I never answered it. Steven from North Carolina here. I don't know if you want to jump in here. Just press the number one. You did ask me a question. I know you're listening, but that's fine. If you don't want to jump on, you're listening, it's fine. But, okay, Tone, you want to rebut what Malachon has to say about the people destroying all the governments around the world, and this is his belief in the revolution, and, you know, and rebut that.
Joseph, there's nothing perfect on Earth because governments are going to be man-made. So he gives an impossible scenario and asks, how can we get there? Well, how can we get there if it's never happened, nor will it ever happen because there is nothing perfect on Earth? And if you're going to sit here and tell me that – I don't know where you're going with that. I agree with you. There is no perfect thing on Earth. But we still doesn't – that doesn't stop us from striving to get there. And you can't just sit there and say that you have to rely on this. And claim – first off, claiming that I'm a Bible lover is not true. In fact, Joseph always thought that I was against the Bible for the longest time. He thought I hated the Bible. Because I used to always say people interpret it for what they are. Look at Peter Ventura. He's going to get on here in a few minutes, and he's going to represent the Baptist view. What's the difference between him representing the Baptist view, which is 300 years old, and Black Jesus Minister representing his view that's only like 20 years old, or somebody else representing the Mormons or the Jehovah's Witnesses? This
Tone,
is what I'm talking about.
Tone,
everybody
Tone,
thinks that
is
right.
An excellent question. Tone, that is an excellent question for you to ask Dr. Ventura. And maybe he can give us a rather quick response. But let's see real
but
quick.
A terrible
real quick
point, but a terrible point, Tone, because of this reason. There has never in the history of the whole planet, since the United States Revolution against its mother, England, there has never been a bloodless revolution. And due to this age of interconnected society where we can actually see what we're participating in and all of our names on all of our watch, we're in the valley of decision, and this time we have to be right. Fortunately for me and the people, everybody from the past of the books, you've been wrong. We got to get this right now. So I'm glad just to be able to put that on the table in international public record because nobody ever uttered these words that I said that I'm telling you. There's never been a bloodless revolution, but it's time to have one. The people who made the atomic bomb print money. They know their asses is in serious, serious trouble. They know their asses is in serious, serious trouble because they can't jail, kill, or threaten everyone, right? And they print and make atomic bombs. It's up to the people to realize that, hey, wait a minute. We're not going to shoot our way to freedom, justice, and independence. We're not going to pray our way to freedom, justice, and independence. We're just not going to hurt nobody no more. That's all it is, Tone.
Well, okay, Malachon, we've got to continue. I shortened the show tonight. I shouldn't have did that because we're having an interesting discussion. Maybe we can carry it next Sunday on again or even Thursday if we can get everybody together. I know Brother Mercy's doing a show on Thursday. I'll be there on Thursday. You said you're going to
be there,
so that's good. But Brother Mercy's talking about the Book of Jeremiah. Hopefully on my show we can get everybody back again and we'll do, you know, where we can, you know, go more deeper into the subject here. So I don't have much time, technically. And let's see here. Any other callers want to jump in? You need to do it now. But
hey, Joseph.
Yeah, go ahead, Brother Mercy.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have an overtime portion of the show or no?
No, it won't let me know. I don't. I don't have an overtime.
Okay.
I've tried, and what it does is it cuts me right off, like 15 minutes after, and I don't want to be in the middle of talk and get cut off. It's happened so many times, you know?
Okay. Well,
you can show me how to do that in the future. You can show me how to do that in the future, but go ahead. What do you got to say? Go ahead.
Yeah, I would say real quick, we're almost out of time. What I wanted to say to the brother is, yes, I'm a Bible lover, but that don't make me ignorant to what's going on. And let me say this. The Constitution of the United States states that it's a government by the people and of the people and for the people. So, brother, this idea you got is not a new idea. It's in the Constitution of the United States.
It's one to be enforced in 2017 only. It's one to be enforced in 2017 only.
Let him finish. Come on now.
The question is, how do we implement it? Because we got a branch of government that interprets the Constitution and tells us what it means. But what did our leaders do,
yep,
like Martin Luther King? He said, wait a minute, the way I read the Constitution is everybody's created equal. You know, we shouldn't have slavery, we shouldn't mistreat people. That's how I interpret it. But the interpreters of the Constitution, this branch of government, came in and said, no, that means you're three-fourths of a person. You know, so we got a branch of government within the government that tells us what the Constitution means. And that's part
we,
of
the
problem.
People,
yep,
do not have a government, brother. This thing called,
yep,
the Unsupreme Court does not represent the people, and we will hear more about that as we go forward.
But that's your opinion.
I don't have an opinion.
Well,
that's true, what I'm saying.
I think what he's saying is, I have to agree in a way, somewhat what he's saying is our government's been hijacked. I don't agree fully with what he's saying, but I do agree that we are not – our government's been hijacked. It's not for the people, by the people anymore. It's owned by what I say, and I don't care. I know I'm going to go back to it again. It's owned by the money changers, the Federal Reserve Bank. They own this system today. It's true. They own it. The stock market, everything. You got to go – I mean, we went over this so many times already. I remember I had people on from the Republic that were on here who studied this thing. They've studied the history. After the Reconstruction Acts, we lost the Constitution. The Constitution is just an acting game right now. But go ahead, Tone.
I'm sorry about interrupting you, brother. I just wanted to say one thing before we run out of time for Dr. Ventura. I'll be more than happy to
talk to
him.
I'm not
going to
bring Dr. Ventura on. I'm not going to bring him on.
No,
if we don't have enough time. So.
No, I know that. I was just going to say if for future, just if you talk to him, please let him know if he's going to talk to me about any kind of religion, that he's going to actually need physical or some kind of evidence to back it up and not just his interpretation of the Bible, because we do that with, like we said, anybody can do that. So tell him to bring some actual evidence, which I already know that there's none. So tell him good luck finding any.
Okay, well, he'll say he does have evidence, but that's between him and you two to decide, and that's a good discussion in the future. And if you say if we're going to have that discussion, then he needs to do that. So are you challenging him to do that? Fine. Maybe Brother Mercy can answer that question, the evidence of the Bible. You two will disagree on this because Brother Mercy believes that the Bible is the authentic word of God, only word of God. You know, well, then I don't understand. You're saying, you're saying because he's a Baptist, you're saying that all religions are one religion and therefore they all worship the same God. Is that what you're saying?
In a way, yeah. I don't buy that for a second. But let me show you the reason why I say that, because like I said, there's physical evidence that she's backed up saying that the Catholic and Orthodox Church put that book together. And just like Brother Mercy was talking just a minute ago, that our Constitution is set up in order to be interpreted by the Supreme Court. And I know you don't agree with that, but God is just as smart as our founding fathers, not just as smart, way smarter than our founding fathers, who actually figured this out. And that's the reason why he had his apostles, and the apostles of the apostles, which are traced back through history that goes right back to the Orthodox Church. That's the reason why their interpretation is the more correct one. But it doesn't mean that Dr. Ventura is wrong either. I'm saying Dr. Ventura does believe in God. I'm not saying that. And I'm not saying that he's not finding his way to God. But I'm saying, don't come up with evidence that supports my evidence and try to make me believe it just because you interpreted my book.
Okay, that's good. I'm going to tell him to listen to this part so this way he can answer that on Thursday. I think that's a good show to have. And then, of course, a Thursday we'll be on Brother Mercy. But we all need to come back on Thursday. And you two, this panel needs to get together again and have the same discussions again. And I'm going to throw that subject out there again to Dr. Ventura. The question that we originally started out with, why do people find God when they first go to jail, which was pretty simply answered by Tone and Brother Mercy there. But I'd like to hear Dr. Ventura's answer, but we're not going to have enough time because I'm going to give Malachon 2 minutes and Brother Mercy 2 minutes, and then Tone can close it out unless we get someone else who wants to jump in here. The line is full. I do have a bunch of people on the line, but I guess they are entertained with what we're saying. So, Malachon, you get 2 minutes. Go ahead.
I thank you so much, and much love, much respect to each and every one of you. And we got to see, say, and do. And I can prove what I'm saying. There's no third party, ventriloquist, or interpreter. The three branches of government that you gentlemen, and I use that word loosely, are trying to hold up under God and country is default. Default judgment under class action 567. They are phonies, frauds, right? And they represent corporations and foreign governments. They do not represent a black, white, Mexican, or Puerto Rican. Black person, they do not. I repeat, they do not. So anyone who's honoring that illegal contract, you're locked in the Ponzi scheme. Now here's where we got you. We got you because this country has laws before the Constitution, and that was the sovereignty and integrity and dignity and respect. And what we have to do right now is look at what was the traditional sins of the fathers. Violation. The majority of people, when they set up this 13 colonies, there was not even white women there. There was not Puerto Rican, Native American, or black men or women there. These were the founding fathers, and they omitted in the Genesis all of the people of this land. And here we are enforcing and reinforcing the same constitutional restraint, but that we got the clause. The clause says whenever we the people, by the people, for the people, see that we do not have service and protection, we have a right and a duty. So what I am saying is that the emperor has no clothes. It has revealed itself. And that is one of what? Social control, mind control, crowd control under the gun laws. And there is no gun control in America. We prove it by all the wars that she fights today. How can you be in control when you cannot control the need to capture the land that belongs to the people, by the people, for the people? We got that clause, and we're going to use this clause as we go forward. So much love, much respect, and this is the son of the matriarch, a difference between the Masonic order and the patriarch that's got us in rape, wars, lying, stealing, and killing. And every man that put a ring on his wife to say, I'm honoring your contract, baby, you're my only woman, he will have sex with your sister, your enemy, his co-worker, maybe your mother. And he put a contract on you women's hands and said, I'm here to serve and protect you. That's a goddamn lie. Much love, much respect. I rest their case right there.
All right, Brother Mercy, that last part there was a little I don't know if every man is dishonest to his wife, but, I don't know. I've never done it, so I've never cheated on my wife. So, but anyway, go ahead, Brother Mercy.
Yeah, and I would like to say, though, what the brother said, a lot of men do. Men do lie. I mean, that's just what it is. However, if you read about, I don't know if you believe in the Bible or not, but if you read about Job said he didn't cheat on his wife either because he talked about his eyes being faithful. So that his eyes did not want to look at another woman. You read about Job. So there's a reference point for you to read about Job. Also, I wanted to say that, yes, this Constitution is by the people, for the people, and other people. However, when they wrote that, they owned slaves. So see, what Brother Mercy's trying to get to is this, the implementation of
white women were slaves as well. Don't get it twisted. White women were slaves as well.
Let me finish, brother. I didn't interrupt you. Don't be rude. I'm saying this. It was so there's a problem with the interpretation of the Constitution. It's obvious there's a problem with that, because how can they write that and then turn around and own slaves? That don't make sense. So it's obvious that data is an interpretation or manipulation, whatever you want to call it. It's something going on. So there has been revelation going on. That's why we have revolutions. My point is this, simply. The idea of having a government, other people, by the people, having a fair government, I think we're trying to reach that with America. I think that's the American dream, the life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. We're all trying to get to happiness. So my point is this. Can we get to happiness without putting the other man down, without putting the next man down? Can we get to happiness? That's the question. So my point is this, overall, is like Joseph Gill talked about the Federal Reserve. We got to talk about that because we got to look at where the money's going. Because where the money going tells the whole story. But what I wanted to say, I love the show. I love the discussion. But I just wanted to say, in order to get to this good government that we're trying to get to, we're going to have to follow the money, find out where the money's going. And this money really is not real, like Joseph Gill said. It's just promissory notes, but not real. So that's another problem. So we got all these problems going on. So what we got to do is try to figure out a way to bring our people together so that our people can run and it'll be fair for everyone. So that's all I want to say.
All right, Tone, go ahead.
All right, Joseph. I'd like to just say really quick, I really didn't prepare anything, but let's just say our government was set up in 1776. You had the Articles of Confederacy. They obviously noticed that those were wrong, so they made the Constitution. They saw that there was flaws with the Constitution, so they made amendments. They see that people interpret those amendments for what they have to do, so they made the Supreme Court in order to interpret those. And then we have case law that goes all the way down. So just like the Bible, people interpret things for whatever they want it to be to support their own view. It's a human flaw. We all do it. It's called being aware of it and trying to understand something from the bottom all the way up so that you do understand it. Doesn't mean you have to agree with it, because I don't agree with almost everything from the Bible. I don't agree with it, but it is what it is. It's supposed to be God's word. It is God's word. So do I follow it? Yes. It doesn't mean that I have to agree with it. And that's the problem. This is a Mickey Mouse country where everybody wants their way. Too bad. Sometimes the law and the way religion is isn't the way you want it to be. It's called being an adult. You can't have everything. And that's it, Joseph.
Hey, well said. I can't argue with that one. I can't argue with that one. Actually, that was very well said about the Constitution and the chain and the way it goes. It's flawed. It is. It's human error. It is. I mean, is the People's Revolution going to be perfect? And can we strive to get there? Of course we can. We can strive to get there. I have a bloodless revolution. We keep doing that. But the Bible talks about that too, guys. Peace, peace, peace. And then what happens? Sudden destruction. Because we're humans. We're not perfect. We're given free will. And we're going to destroy ourselves. And that's a fact. And again, the Bible says that. There's going to be an end time. We can see it happening right before our very eyes, but we deny it. We deny it. We're fighting it, you know. But I don't know. Whatever your belief is, whatever you want to do, that's the beautiful thing about this country, though. You can believe anything you want. Go over to North Korea and start running your mouth like you do on this radio show. You'll be sitting in a prison camp for about the next 15 years if you can make it out of there alive, okay? Won't happen, guys. Anyway, they just told me 90 seconds, so... Hey, listen, let's continue with Thursday. Good discussion. I got to wrap it up. I really do, because I got 1 minute left, but everyone got their chance.
I love all of y'all. I love every one of you.
Take it easy. Good night, everybody.